The U.S. Coast Guard is also affected by the partial shutdown because its budget is covered by the Department of Homeland Security and not the Department of Defense. And amidst fears this partial shutdown could last for weeks, GOP Senator John Thune of South Dakota has introduced the Pay Our Coast Guard Act to keep paychecks coming, even if appropriations stop. Three Republican and four Democratic senators have signed on as co-sponsors. With us now, Petty Officer Brian McCrum with the Coast Guard's 9th District. And this is a big area you cover. We're talking about all the Great Lakes and eight surrounding states?
Yep, that's correct.
So how have the 3,000 personnel from active duty to reserve to civilian, how have you all been impacted by the partial shutdown?
Well, for all of us on active duty, the active duty uniformed members are still reporting to work 100%. It's kind of the same for us. The only people who are not working during this time are our civilian personnel.
And are you getting paid? Have you been paid so far?
We were paid on the, we're normally paid on the 1st and the 15th. So we got our paycheck from this last on the 1st. We actually got it on the 31st. So the next paycheck will be the 15th. So as of right now, we are not, you know, behind on any paychecks. It just depends on how long the shutdown lasts. And, so a paycheck is not guaranteed for the 15th.
Okay. And I've got to imagine people are kind of keeping a very wary eye on what happens between now and the 15th.
Yeah. We're just focusing on our main essential missions. So search and rescue, port and homeland safety and security, anything that involves protection of life, property, So as far as us active duty, it's kind of ops normal until, you know, the longer the shutdown goes, the harder it would be to continue at full, you know, mission readiness. But as of now, we are, you know, like I said, we're just continuing our work.
So when we talk about operations in the 9th District during this partial shutdown, what has been curtailed?
So certain activities like recreational boarding, safety checks, fisheries enforcement patrols, routine maintenance, certain aids of navigation, or just administrative functions. So kind of, like I said, we are focusing on those main missions that are, you know, search and rescue, ice breaking operations on the Great Lakes, protection of life and property, stuff like that, environmental response, any hazardous material response.
As you say, those essential operations continue.
Correct, yes.
What do you want people on the waters of the Great Lakes to know?
Just that there has been a misconception with some people thinking that Coast Guard's not working or whatever. We're still there 100% for active duty. So the majority of our workforce is still there protecting you and available for all those main missions, like I said, search and rescue, protection of life, property, all that.
Petty Officer Brian McCrum with the 9th District of the U.S. Coast Guard covering the Great Lakes and eight surrounding states. Thanks for speaking with us on Stateside.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.